This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Interest rates and the Federal Reserve, check. The job market, check. Corporate profits, check, check, and check. Our coverage of all of the above coming up, but we are going to start with an eye toward the calendar. Not All Hallows' Eve, but harvest time for millions of farmers in this economy. Our go-to farmer is April Hemmes. Corn and soybeans in Iowa are what she grows. We got her on the phone earlier today, but as happens in this post-pandemic audio production world, first, we had to get her to hit that red record button on her iPhone.
The button is hit. I am ready for anything Kai throws at me today.
The beautiful part about coming into the studio with you is you never know what's going to go on. That's all I'm saying.
That's like farming, Kai. Well, you never know what you're going to find outside.
That's a pretty good comeback. Well, let me ask you about farming. As promised, last time we spoke, I said we were going to call you back at harvest time to see how things have been going. So how had things been going?
Well, if you remember, I was whining the last time because we hadn't had any rain.
I do remember
And this is one thing farmers do. We lose our crop at least twice every year. So I had half the rain I normally have. And Kai, I am here to tell you, only if you keep this a secret and don't tell USDA, I had a record harvest. I beat my corn yield by 10 bushel an acre, and I beat my soybeans by 5. But
okay. All right, wait.
What?
Well, is 10 bushels an acre, is that a lot of a beat? Is that a big beat?
That's huge. That's ginormous in farming terms.
Then how did that happen if you had a drought and everything was terrible?
I don't know. I had rains at the right time is all I can think of. Now, 5 miles north of me, they're 10 bushels less than average.
Wow.
And 10 miles south, same thing. So it's very, very spotty. And you'll find that all over the country with farmers.
Wow, that's wild.
I feel like Goldilocks. Everything was just right for me.
Just right. So with the understanding, I guess, that you sell a lot of your crop in advance, right? What does all this mean for your bottom line?
So last year was the best year I ever had. This one, I thought I'm going to have so much income, but my inputs were all that much higher. I'm not looking to buy a Rolls Royce, like I said once, or a tractor, tractors are more than cars.
I was just going to say, a combine costs you more than a Rolls Royce, I'm sure.
Yes, it sure does. But so those inputs are just that much higher. They've come down a little bit, but they are still impactful to the bottom line.
Right. So again, you sell most of your crop in advance, and I get that. But price volatility has been a thing for you, and it's been a thing for all farmers. Are things steady-ish, or are you just you're taking whatever the market will give you?
Well, taking whatever the market's going to give me. I kind of backed off selling. I didn't sell as much as I usually do because, you know, the weather's wonky all over. That's an official term too, wonky.
Yes, yes.
All over the world. And so the carry in the market is really good. So I'll sell some more later. So I'm storing what I can at home and kind of waiting, playing the waiting game.
Right.
For
what's the carry in the market? What does that mean?
The carry in the market means like the price now and what I can sell it for March is higher.
Gotcha.
Means it pays to store.
Gotcha. All right. So let me just venture a little bit far afield here. And I feel safe in doing this with you, number one, because you can roll with anything. But number two, you are a global, you know, participant in the markets, right? You go to conferences, you talk to people in other countries.
I'm headed to China on Friday.
So there you go. So have a safe trip. But let me ask you this.
Thank you.
The planet right now, things are not great globally, right? We got wars.
It's wonky.
We've got tension. It's wonky. That's right.
Oh, my heavens. Yes.
So you as a key participant in American agriculture, what are you thinking about the next, you know, harvest and season to come for you?
Yeah. Well, as farmers, we have to roll with the punches. Mm-hmm. You know, you just keep doing what we're doing. But yeah, I have to tell you, these markets are so volatile, mm-hmm. you know, that it really is hard to plan. And globally, you know, I was just reading an article on Ukraine. We've kind of forgot about mm-hmm. Ukraine since Israel's come into play here. And China, we just, I was at the World Food Prize, which was a phenomenal event. And we signed memorandums to buy for China worth billions. You know, that's encouraging to know they promised to buy things.
So you go to China in a couple of 3 days, and then you come back, and it's wintertime. And what are you going to do with yourself? What does a farmer do in the wintertime?
Well, we plan. In fact, I was just looking today what varieties did the best, because I'll tell my seed guys what I want. And then we call it meeting season. So It's always busy. I have to get my financial stuff in order for the banker and go in and beg for more money for next year so he lets me farm. So we do all that and then figure out the tax situation.
Never a dull moment. April Hemis, she's our corn and soybean farmer in Middle Iowa.
Good to talk to you.